Well, greetings and salutations. I'm Jeff Fredericks, and on the line is Patrick Sojka, founder of Rewards Canada, the definitive source for all things rewards programs. Today is Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017, and this is episode number 28 of the Rewards Canada Weekly Roundup podcast. As always, our goal is to help you maximize your earning potential and get the most out of whatever rewards program you belong to. Each week, we highlight the best in reward point deals and bonuses. We also cover all relevant industry news, including program updates, enhancements, and changes. And of course, we'll reveal a tip of the week to help you stay on top of your game. So let's get on with the show. All right, well, up first, it's deals of the week, and we're starting with an impressive hotel stay deal from Starwood. The SPG Take 3 offer runs all summer. Patrick, tell us about all the details on this offer.
Okay, so what we've seen now is all the major hotel chains are coming out with their summer promotions. They've been coming out now for the last few weeks, and hints were thrown out of Marriott's and Starwood's offer. Of course, the two companies are combined, and we'll talk about the Marriott offer next, but Starwood also came out with theirs this week. Pretty sweet deal if you have multiple night stays planned over the summer, and I'm guessing a lot of you do, especially for those traveling with family. It's summer break. It's time to get out, take a vacation. You have a opportunity to get away. So what SPG is offering is triple star points for stays of two or more nights. If you're staying on a weekend, while weekday stays will be double star points. So Monday to Thursday, you're looking at double star points. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're looking at triple star points. So very easy promotion, but it has to be two or more nights in for each day to count for the bonus. And there's a little added extra, which they don't really show on the main registration page, but if you hold the SPG Amex, they're going to throw in an additional 1,500 bonus points if some of those stays are at some of the participating resort locations of SPG. So what you'll want to do is log into your SPG promos dashboard, and you'll see the offer there, and then there'll be a list of the participating resorts. So if you hold the SPG Amex, you're going to even score even more star points on those stays. And we still are pushing that card because it is one of the best cards out there. Yeah, SPG maybe only has a lifespan of 12 months or so from now, but you can really make use of that card over the next 12 months for hotel stays, converting to airlines, or even just hoarding those points and then transferring to Marriott or the new program once Marriott on SPG combined. So that's the SPG offer in a nutshell, up to triple star points for stays of two plus nights.
Well, of course, not to be outdone, Marriott has their own summer bonus point program. So tell us all about the Infinite Points Mega Bonus offer.
Yeah, so Marriott's Mega Bonus Returns, that's what they always call their system-wide promotions. This is, of course, the parent company of Starwood and all the different Marriott hotels. Their offer is a little bit different than Starwood's. This is 2,000 bonus points on each stay, but you have to complete two stays to start earning that bonus. You'll earn it not on your first stay, but on your second. You'll start earning 2,000 bonus points per night. But what they're also doing is throwing in an additional 2,000 bonus points for each different brand under the Marriott chain that you stay at. So say your first stay is at an actual Marriott, you will not earn any bonus points for that first stay. But then you take a second stay and you stay at a Courtyard, not only will you earn that 2,000 bonus points because it's for each stay starting with the second stay, you'll earn the additional 2,000 points for staying at another brand. Then if you have a third stay and it's at a Renaissance or a Residence Inn, so on and so forth, you'll continue earning 4,000 points per stay. So that's a pretty decent size bonus again for Marriott once you get these multiple stays under your belt and spread it across the different brands. Now, the SPG brands aren't included. These are the whole Marriott Rewards hotel chain brands. So you have to take that into account. So staying at a Sheraton will not count towards this Marriott bonus. That's only towards the SPG bonus. So what you'll want to do is register for both. If you don't think you'll do multiple Marriott stays, you may want to focus on the Starwood side then, because this one, of course, you need two stays to get the bonus. If you only have one stay planned this summer, maybe head towards the Starwood promotion and then convert those points to Marriott if you're a big Marriott earner. So those are their two big promotions from this mega chain, as we'll call them now, because it is huge. It's 30 plus brands. And a really simple way to earn a lot of points for your stays this summer.
All right, it's on to movers and shakers, and it's been almost 2 weeks since Air Canada announced its plans to jettison from the Aeroplan program. Last week, of course, we had business strategist Tony Chapman on the show to discuss his take on the move. And of course, we're going to be continuing to update folks on what we know and how this will continue to play out. As Patrick and I were both chatting offline, this is a story that will not be going away anytime soon. So you can certainly count on us to continue to fill you in on all the things you need to know as people adjust to this news. So let's start, Patrick, in talking about your take. You've, of course, appeared on more than a dozen various media outlets over the last couple of weeks. One of the things you said is that you actually believe this could be a good news story for Canadians. Explain what you mean by that.
Yes, this has been a crazy week with this news from Air Canada, Aeroplan. Lots of interviews, lots of discussion, but I have in general said this could be a good thing for Canadians because it's creating more competition in the space. You have Air Canada going full circle, coming back to a true frequent flyer program that's going to compete against all the global and even local frequent flyer programs. But then you still have Aeroplan. Aeroplan's not going away. They're going to be here. They're huge. They have 5 million plus members. They, even though they've kind of gone after Air Miles for the last probably close to 20 years by becoming a coalition program, they're going to go after that market more. They have to. And so what we're going to see, number one, we're going to see Air Canada trying to attract customers with some rich offers, probably most likely through their credit card program and lots of flight bonuses and stuff like that. But on the other hand, Aeroplan needs to keep customers and needs to grow and compete against Air Miles, against Cineplex Scene, against more rewards. So what we're going to see is Aeroplan really push out new offers on their credit cards. We're going to see offers for bonuses. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do a big push for retailers. The coalition space has been kind of stagnant in Canada for the two big players, Air Miles and Air Canada. And not just owning to the issues they've had, the whole Air Miles expiry and now this news from Aeroplan, but they haven't been adding new partners for quite a few years now because it's just been too expensive. They've been kind of victims of their own success. It's pretty expensive for a merchant to join Air Miles or Aeroplan. So we've seen companies just launch their own programs. Everybody thought London Drugs was going to jump onto Aeroplan. They didn't. They went ahead and launched their own program because it was more viable for them to do so. So what we're predicting is Aeroplan's going to drop what it costs to join the program and what it'll cost to issue miles to merchants so that they can grow the program, get more merchants on, and get more places for people to earn. So that's going to become even more competitive, more attractive. And of course, on the redemption side, yeah, Aeroplan's going to be losing potentially a lot of Star Alliance airlines, but I don't think they're going to lose them all. They're going to start negotiating right away, if they haven't already, to bring in more airlines outside of Air Canada. I wouldn't be surprised if we see somebody like United and Lufthansa become separate partners of Aeroplan's. They'll continue on with Air Canada because of Star Alliance, but it's just like Air Miles has Air Canada, WestJet, Lufthansa, Air New Zealand. They can negotiate separate contracts. And these airlines, especially the ones from Star Alliance, have long-standing relationships with Aeroplan. They know how Aeroplan works, and Aeroplan knows how these airlines work. And so the airlines will see an advantage of going with Aeroplan, in addition to Air Canada, of course, for the frequent travelers, but for the frequent shopper as a way to sell off those few seats that may go empty otherwise. So rather than letting the seat go empty, they'll sell it at a discount to Aeroplan. And I bet you will see, just like on Air Miles right now, they have the weekly deals for Air Canada WestJet where you get discounted rates off the Air Miles rates because those airlines are trying to push seats on flights that aren't full and they want to sell them off. And so they'll sell it at a discount to Aeroplan, and Aeroplan will push it on their members for people to redeem. So in general, combining all this, you can see why this actually could be a good thing for Canadians.
Well, the Globe Mail's Rob Carrick seems to agree with that sentiment, and in his recent article sort of suggested that this could be the dawn of a all-out war among loyalty programs, looking to take advantage of call it the Aeroplan carnage. And I guess that is obviously one of the benefits when one program struggles, the others, circle the, call it the, not to track out this metaphor too much, but the carcass a bit, looking at how they can, attract new members to their programs and grow their portfolios. So
absolutely. I mean, I just saw a tweet from WestJet a few days ago saying something, I don't remember exactly, but it was basically calling out Aeroplan members to come over to WestJet Rewards. So it's already started 3 years before, a week, not even a week after the announcement. The other programs are already making that push. So we'll see that for the next 3 years.
Well, look, I mean, the thing is, this has been going on for years, right? Whenever one loyalty program suffers a hit like Air Miles did, the others tend to pile on and come up with various offers to attract them. Look, we saw the same thing happen with the recent PR crisis that hit United. You had Delta coming out with all sorts of catchy little advertising phrases and offers to attract United customers. So this is the kind of thing that happens all the time. It's just going to be interesting to see, how everyone ends up moving forward. And one group, of course, is also TD. What are they going to do to protect their members that may be now questioning the value of the Aeroplan card? So a ton more to see, I suppose. And I think it also calls into question, we've talked about this, the broader appeal to these programs, right? The broader appeal. Are these programs losing the love as Canadians start to really wonder if the work that they put into them is worth it? Whether it's the expiration type story that we were talking about with Air Miles, or now a partnership falling apart. It definitely has a lot of Canadians sort of scratching their heads, wondering whether or not it's worth it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I kind of agree. And I think that's what we've seen. I think that's why we've seen kind of the stagnation in the Air Miles and Aeroplan programs, especially on the non-frequent traveler side, kind of the shopping side, and seen other programs increase their presence, or even just the cash back type programs or proprietary credit card programs, just because they're a lot easier to use and they come with a lot less headaches. So I think there has been some difficulty in the market, and the programs themselves are just going to have to make some changes. We see Air Miles, slowly digging their way out of what they, dug themselves into last year. And I think we're going to see the same thing with Aeroplan. There's going to be a run on miles. You and I have discussed it. People will be redeeming. But what are they going to do for those frequent shoppers? We kind of discussed that already. Maybe they'll add different airlines and more places where you can earn the miles. They're going to try and win back the space. They're still very popular programs. We have 10 or 11 million members in Air Miles, 5 million plus in Aeroplan. The amount that'll shift to Air Canada, still not 100% known, because now we're going back to a true frequent flyer program. We don't know if Air Canada will be adding retail partners, but that'd be difficult for them. That's already such a competitive space, but they will have the credit card. So people who want to travel Air Canada Star Alliance, it's going to be good for them. But what about the frequent traveler who's sitting on a million Aeroplan miles right now to try and use them up within 3 years or beyond that? You and I were discussing that Air Canada may have to have some incentive for their status members with this new program. Are they going to pad their accounts when the new program starts so that they have more redemptions options? Or are they just going to leave them be and leave them compete with the other 5 million Aeroplan members for what now will probably be less seats on Air Canada, because it's Aeroplan miles, not the new Air Canada miles, and no access to Star Alliance airlines unless Aeroplan, like we said, negotiates with some of those airlines. So there's so many things to call into question here, and we're going to be covering it as much as we can. We're going to put together a landing page on our site here that's going to compile all the media hits, all our blog posts and thoughts, and it's just going to be an ongoing story for at least 3 years, if not longer. I mean, I've been saying in the interviews that I think the next 5 years for the space is going to be awesome for Canadians. Yes, there's the headaches of potentially not using Aeroplan miles beyond Air Canada. What are those frequent travelers going to do with their miles? What are the non-frequent travelers going to do? So there are some negatives, of course, there always is. But in general, for Canada, the next 5 years in this loyalty space is going to be lots of fun and potentially very lucrative.
Well, look, one thing I think we should also talk a little bit about here is that this isn't going to happen for another 3 years. But what are some of the lessons learned about the last time we talked about something that wasn't going to happen for a while? People forget about it. And then, of course, there's this sort of mad dash or panic when the event actually occurs. So I'm thinking now about the Air Miles announcement that expiration was coming. People didn't really, you know, think too much about it. Perhaps even at the time, they were like, well, it's 5 years from now. I'll have used all those miles. Well, of course, that wasn't the case. There were a ton of people that sat on those miles and had a number of them at risk of expiring. And then, of course, you know, had to cash them in on things they didn't even want. I think the lesson learned here is to be proactive. Yeah, sure, nothing's happening for 3 years, at least in terms of Air Canada getting their program officially off the ground. But if you're an Aeroplan member, what can you be doing now to evaluate your balance and how you're going to use those points? Because as you mentioned, a lot of people do sit on these points and really don't have any plans for them. So if there's one thing we can sort of encourage everyone to do is get a plan in place now and look at the different ways in which you can use some of these balances.
Absolutely. So I've been mentioning in some of the media interviews, and we'll have it in some of our blog posts, some ideas of what you should do. You could stay put, but start planning what you should use your miles on, but continue earning Aeroplan miles because you do have that 3 years. But like you're saying, there's going to be a run come 2019, and this hits the news again, probably a year before, so June-ish of 2019. This will hit the media again, and there'll be a big storm, and there'll be a rush on miles and people trying to redeem for flights and other things. But so what can you do in the meantime? So the one thing is to stay put and continue on with Aeroplan. And especially if you're a frequent traveler with Air Canada, you have altitude status, pray or hope that they may give you some sort of incentive when the new program launches. Maybe Air Canada will negotiate something with Aeroplan where elite members can transfer their balances. Right now that's not in the works, but you know, it's 3 years down the road. And Air Canada needs something to appeal to their frequent travelers. I mean, the new program, of course, appeals to them. But what about those who have been loyal since 1984, since the program launched, and have collected so many Aeroplan miles? And they redeem lots, too, but just continue to earn so many. So something needs to be done for them. So then use up your Aeroplan miles is one option. Just use them all up. Start planning right now proactively. Redeem. And in the meantime, hoard points in a different program that may convert to the future Air Canada program. It's speculative right now, but because it's going to be a true frequent flyer program, there's a very high likelihood they'll be partnered with all your big hotel chains like Marriott, Starwood, Best Western, etc. So all those brands have credit cards here in Canada. So maybe you want to funnel your spending to those hotel chains and then eventually convert to the new Air Canada program. And in the likelihood that they don't convert to the new Air Canada program, well, you have a lot of points you can use to some great hotel stays or even convert to other airlines. A lot of options there by hoarding to another program. There's also the likelihood Amex Membership Rewards will be a partner of the new Air Canada program. They've always been a partner of Aeroplans. And while Air Canada will probably be negotiating a major co-brand deal with one of the big brands for a Visa and or a MasterCard, there's a likelihood they'll go also with American Express, because that's kind of how they've always run. I mean, even though the Aeroplan Reserve card that Amex released a few years ago is an Aeroplan card, it was more to do with Air Canada and benefits on Air Canada. A lot of that was actually negotiated with Air Canada, not Aeroplan. So there is a really good relationship there between Amex and Air Canada. So again, a likelihood that Amex membership rewards points will be convertible to the new Air Canada program. If not, well, you still have options to convert to British Airways, use their points for purchase option to book any travel. Or the last thing you can do, and this also touches upon that membership rewards, is to just move to a proprietary credit card program. We've always said it's kind of the best options for most Canadians who aren't frequent travelers, because it works like a cash back program. But what you would do here is, let's take, for example, Scotia Rewards and their Scotiabank Gold American Express card. you can earn up to 4 points per dollar, which is a 4% return towards any travel. So build up a balance there. And when the new program comes for Air Canada, you can then book your Air Canada flights directly with Air Canada, but put it on this Scotia card. The minute that charge shows up on your account, redeem those Scotia Bank points against the Air Canada flight. So now you're paying for you're making an account to pay for your Air Canada flights. And since it's a revenue ticket, you'll earn whatever the new Air Canada frequent flyer miles are on the flight. You'll earn your elite status recognition qualification requirements. So that's why these proprietary card programs are really good. It's not a huge return compared to the potential business or first class returns from Aeroplan and other programs, but it's kind of a really decent stopgap measure until the new program comes in place, they get credit cards in place. But then in all likelihood, you'll probably want to keep this card anyways, because when you do redeem for a frequent flyer reward ticket, you still have to pay the taxes and fees. You can put that on something like this Scotia Amex card and redeem points against that charge to make your travel totally free. So a lot of options that people can look at in terms of what they should be doing now. So anywhere from staying put with Aeroplan to going to proprietary cards to going to hotel cards, so many options. And any of those should appeal to you, 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, even 5 years down the road.
Well, indeed. And let's not forget, there's, of course, and we've had Kevin Crow from Give a Mile. There are other groups out there that would be happy to take some of your Aeroplan points for their very worthy donation and charitable initiatives. All right. Well, look, let's also talk about Air Canada. And I just want to get your take, too, on what this program might look like. And I guess also, what's in it for them? You know, Tony Chapman last week talked about this as a great move for Air Canada, something that he was very supportive of. Of course, he suggested that this was also all about the data, the idea that Air Canada now has complete control over the information that it collects, and that it has a more direct line to its most loyal customers. What do you think we can expect this program to look like?
Yeah, so like I said, it's going to be, I think, a true frequent flyer program competing with the likes of your United Mileage Plus, WestJet Rewards, any of the programs that aren't the coalition type programs where you're competing with frequent shoppers. It's going to reward the people who travel frequently on Air Canada. You're going to see partnerships with hotels, car rentals, of course, a co-branded credit card. You can't run a program these days without one of those. And beyond that, we don't know what other partners, probably some online booking for hotels. I mean, Aeroplan has a thing with Rocket Miles right now, so we won't be surprised if Air Canada does an online hotel booking thing as well with Rocket Miles or one of the other, like Pointtown or Caligos, who offer those third-party booking services. I don't think you'll see it go into the retail space, or at least not as big as Aeroplan and Air Miles. They may add a few partners that really make sense, that are really tied to the Air Canada brand, but beyond that, it will stay more this frequent flyer program. So you'll earn miles for your flights, you'll earn miles for your credit card space, you'll earn miles for your hotel stays and car rentals, and that's going to be your main ways of earning. Now, Air Canada, I agree with Tony, and I've said this in my interviews, very smart move on their part. They've already sold their frequent flyer program once and made money off of it and used it to help them out when they were hurting. But now they're losing out on not only the data, but the revenue. Right now, they just sell seats to Aeroplan, but they don't make money off every mile issued by those credit cards. They just get a small portion, and Aeroplan keeps a difference when there's a redemption. So by bringing that in-house, they get to keep all the revenues from all the miles that are sold. So again, it's well known, they're big revenue generators. Frequent flyer and loyalty programs make a lot of money, and Air Canada will now boost their bottom line by having their own program. We've also said another reasoning of Air Canada doing this is there's been a disconnect. Aeroplan became a frequent shopping program, and Air Canada had to enhance their altitude elite status program to appeal to the frequent travelers. But I think Air Canada still lost frequent travelers because they didn't have this kind of specialized frequent flyer program. And what, so they're hoping to gain back some of those travelers, because now you're going to be competing against less people for those seats. Sure, Aeroplan, you can redeem for seats on Air Canada, but it's going to be after the Air Canada frequent flyer program and those people redeeming. So it's going to appeal more to those frequent travelers who have been frustrated with getting seats because they're competing with 5 or 6 million people for them. So that's another thing that Air Canada is seeing. You know, you look at the numbers. You lose one or two travelers who buy business class tickets per route per year, and that adds up to a lot of money. As a lot of people know in the industry, business class, premium class fares are the big revenue generators and profit centers of the airlines. And losing just a small percentage of that can be a big hit. So not only are they now looking to grow their revenue, but through the premium flyer program, through the sale of miles, they're going to grow their revenue hopefully by at least maintaining their current premium class customers and gaining more. And then finally, to Air Canada, this could be a preemptive strike at WestJet. We now know WestJet is going full-fledged business class on their 787s. They're talking about opening their own business class lounges. And Air Canada needs to defend that territory against the other Canadian airline of WestJet trying to get that premium class traveler. So by having a more attractive, true frequent flyer program, Air Canada can try to ward off any losses to WestJet's business class.
Well, a lot of great points, and certainly this is one of those stories that is not going to go away anytime soon. So as you mentioned, we're going to continue to cover it. We're looking to have a few Aeroplan collectors on this show to share their thoughts. We'll also, of course, as you mentioned, have a dedicated landing page. We'll keep everyone informed and offer tips and advice along the way. All right, well, let's shift gears slightly to the tip of the week. And the I guess natural segue would be that there's another group out there that really couldn't give a damn about the points. They're more interested in the perks. And these are the high net worth travelers that are interested in getting these premium cards for all the benefits and perks they offer. And you've put together a portfolio, pardon me, that speaks to those cards. Patrick, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this is the next in our Ultimate Credit Card Series portfolios. This one is called the Ultimate High-End Traveler Credit Card Portfolio. And as you said, there is a good group of people out there who are not interested as much in the points and miles. They're more interested in the perks and benefits they can get off of cards. We learned this in studies that Amex did when they kind of relaunched the Platinum card a few years ago with changes to it, because they went out to their high-end spenders and asked them, what are they looking for? And very few of them said the points and miles. They want, you know, to be recognized. They want to have those luxurious options. And so that's what we look at in this portfolio. So as you know, in all our Ultimate card portfolios, we look at one Amex, one Visa, one MasterCard that you can have in your wallet to achieve kind of the goal of that portfolio. So with the Ultimate High-End one, we're looking at perks and benefits. So as we mentioned, the Platinum card, that's really what this portfolio is about, is that card, because it offers so many different perks and benefits when it comes to traveling, whether it's one of the best airport business class lounge access programs, elite statuses with hotel chains, great perks through their Fine Hotels and Resorts program, where you get early check-in, late checkout, hotel credits, buy two nights, get a third free. And these are all at high-end hotels, so it can provide some huge value. There's some hotels out there, $600-$700 a night, but you get that third night free. Well, $600 or $700 savings, pretty big. But again, this is for kind of a select group of Canadians out there, those who are the higher net worth, those who can spend a lot, and those who want really the benefits associated with cars like this. And we even throw in, at this point, we wrote this just before the Air Canada news, but we still stand by this, the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite Privilege Card as the Visa option, because it has really good benefits for flying on Air Canada. And, you know, you still have 3 years, so you would get this card not for the Aeroplan miles, but for the benefits it provides if you're flying on Air Canada. We threw in the Capital One Aspire as the MasterCard option, and that's strictly, there isn't really a high-end MasterCard in Canada. They're the one brand that doesn't have these, you know, kind of top-end cards. They have their World Elite MasterCard, but that's available to most Canadians. And we threw in the Capital One Aspire, number one, because it's got great insurance, and it's a straight 2% back that you can use towards any travel. You're going to be going places where only MasterCard's accepted, like at Costco. So this is where this card would come into play. Really, with a high-end travel credit card portfolio, like you said, it's not about earning the points. It doesn't really matter where you funnel your spending on these cards. You can pick and choose what makes the most sense for you, but it's all about the perks, the benefits, things like priority security, valet parking, you name it. You want to be treated like gold. Well, you'll get that with a lot of these cards.
Excellent. Well, all right. That's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca, where you'll find links to all our bonus offers, industry news, and travel rewards credit card rankings. Until then, happy collecting, and be sure to tune in next week when we do it all over again.